7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Oh, it seems pretty quiet. Oh. This is not Saturday. And here we go. The current time, my friends, is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of Dubious Golf Ball Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe, and we've got a nice day today. It's warm. It's over 15 degrees. There's an owl right there. There he is. There's our big buddy. It's like, you know, 18 degrees. I'm wearing my shorts, my golf ball retrieval shorts. And I've come down to the creek because, you know, it's a nice day. I thought it was Saturday and I thought, oh, there'll be lots of golfers golfing. No, it's not Saturday, but there are some people on the golf course. However, as I approached the creek, there was an owl right down in there in the little ravine. And as I got too close, he has flown up into a tree. I've taken my camera out of my pocket, but, oh, yeah, there he goes. He's moving again. Whenever he moves, all the birds freak out. So there he is. I got my camera out. Where'd he go? Where is he? There he is. Because it's a nice sunny day. Oh, but now he's not in a good photograph position. It was a little bit better when he was over here, but the sun's on the wrong side. Oh, but he's way up there. He's tall today. Hi, buddy. He's looking down at me. These blue jays are flying around me too. Wow, so we've got owls. We got one big boy. He's up there. He's looking down at me. Hi. Now he's looking away. Ooh. This is a good start, a good start to an episode. Wentz looking for dudes. So I'm just going to stand here. Wow, there's kind of a lot of people on the golf course. There's a foursome right here. Right on the other side. Hopefully they'll drive some golf balls down in here. Okay, so my owl, he's just chilling. He's just hanging out up there. Hi, buddy. He's not even really paying any attention to me anymore. He's just looking around. He's bigging. He's the dude. He's the owl man. Yeah, he's just hanging out up there. Okay, so, oh, it's a little breezy up here. It was like really still at my house, but of course it's always really still at my house. All right, there's a groundskeeper out on the golf course collecting sticks from the base of trees. And as I move, now the owl is watching me again. Hi. Hello, my buddy. He looks very nice up there. But that's not a very photogenic spot for him to be. All right, let's go down into the creek and see what's going on. Oh, here's some human footprints that aren't mine. So somebody has come down here since the last time we were here, which was what? Was that yesterday? Oh, yeah. Okay, where's my owl? There he is. Oh. Hi. He's just watching me now. He's up there. He's pretty high. He's just checking things out as I watch some golfers walk by who may have lost balls because they're looking down into the creek now, looking at me. Yep, and this guy just said, oh, I saw it bounce and it went all the way down. So there's a golf ball that is down there somewhere that now belongs to me. They're going to look, but come on, are you kidding me? You going to climb down here? So, yeah. They have no idea that there's an owl right there. they're equidistant to the owl as I am. He's just up there, he's watching them go by. And I... Am I going to keep going? Yeah, I'm going to keep going. Okay. Let's get down the slope. This very dangerous slope. All the way here. Okay. And I'm standing almost under him. Not quite directly under him, but... He's looking down. He says, hi. I said, hello to you. There's no photograph. There's too many... tiny little branches and sticks in front of him. Hi. Hello. He's just looking at me. He's just saying, is this food? And then he's looking back over at the golfers who have gone by. And so this is our opportunity to take a look in the creek. To see what golf balls have been lost. Ooh, I see color in the water. Looks like an orange in the deep area. I'll take an orange, I guess. What else do we got? Anything. Might be a white golf ball in the mud over there. Don't care. And so, this will necessitate a jump down into the creek. Look, check up at my owl. Hi, buddy. He's just watching me. He's watching me collect golf balls. Alright, so we walk over here to this little sloped area where we can sort of walk down into the actual creek bed itself. Kind of like that. Yeah, we check the mud for prints. Yeah, we got some fresh prints. What do we got? We got ducks. We got duck prints. We got some squirrel tracks. Some mati tracks. Alright. And now what we do is we grab the golf ball retrieval stick. The good forked one. That's right here. Now, do I want to try to risk... How's this mud? It seems okay. What is this over here? Is it anything interesting? No. Poke it just in case. Poke all golf balls, because you never know. Oh, it's got magic marker all over it. You never know what it might be. It might be a bicolor. It might be two colored, and you can only see one color. So make sure you poke a golf ball so that you can see both sides, because one of them might be colorful. Here's a white golf ball in the water. Not for me. Here's a white golf ball that rolled down the ravine. Might be the ball that lady just lost. Another white ball in the water. And then right over here, we've got Mr. Orangey Orange. Now, can I get him out with the forked stick? He's in about 20 centimeters of water. But I can see the logo. It's a Srixon. It's a Srixon number one orange. Oh, and it's beautiful. Okay, hooked it. We got it. And it's on dry land. There's another white ball under here. Wow, in this deep water area, there's just... I can drive my stick down another 10, 15 more centimeters. And it's just leaves. There's just leaves on the bottom. And I gotta wonder how many golf balls are hiding in all these leaves. Ugh, mud is kind of sticky. I'm picking up the orange Srixon number one. It looks really good. I'm gonna put down the stick so I can wash the ball off a little bit. Oh, it's beautiful. It's clean. It doesn't have any nicks. Oh, looks like somebody might have tried to write something on it. Is it coming off as I'm rubbing it? Yeah. A little bit. Good. Then that means that'll come off real easily with some solvents. And a little effort. Alright. What am I doing? Where's my owl? Yep, he's still right up there. He's nearly right above me. Hi, dude. Okay. So I'm going to come back over here. I'm going to put my stick down so we can use it next time. And I have got an orange golf ball. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, lovely orange golf ball going directly into my golf ball pocket. All right, back up onto the bank, looking up, looking at my big old owl buddy. Oh, he's a thug. He's a biggin. He says, yeah, I'm the legendary owl of whatever this creek is called. I like to call it the Warren Swigert Memorial Ravine. Boy, that guy can't keep his golf balls on course. Oh, he just found a golf ball. Alright. Hi, buddy. I'm going to walk below you now. If I get on the other side of him over here, will this make it a better shot, a photograph? Alright, let me scan the far bank for any golf balls. I don't immediately see any. But now I gotta turn around and look into the sun. Where's my owl? Well, now I can't see him because the sun is in my face. Wasn't he in this tree somewhere? Can't see. Okay. So, while we're here, let's walk upstream. I'll tell you what I did yesterday, because it's mildly interesting. Well, I mean, it's only mildly interesting if you follow what I do and find it to be interesting to begin with. Otherwise, this isn't that thrilling. But yesterday, shortly before Dubious Goals Committee began. Alright, I see a golf ball over there. Oh, yeah. There's an orange or a pink in the mud down there. It's not in a spot where we can really get to it. I think we're just going to leave that one there. It's been there. I remember finding it last year. All right, let's work our way up. Up the stream. So shortly before, that was about an hour. About an hour before Dubious Goals Committee. There's my owl. I can see him better from this angle. He's just watching me. Hi, dude. His tree is swaying in the wind. He is swaying majestically. An hour before Dubious Goals Committee. Of course, this would have been around 1830 UTC. I don't know. I got suddenly motivated. And I said, okay, that's it. We're gonna move the stuff. I'm going to practice moving the synth. So I got some tape, some of that blue painter's tape, and I labeled all the... What the hell? Oh, it was the... That sound was the groundskeeper throwing a bunch of sticks and stuff into the creek. I thought there was a giant bird up there. I decided to move all the equipment, so I labeled all the inputs for rapid identification. I pulled the plugs out of the mixer, put a piece of tape on them, and then numbered the piece of tape. And I used blue tape for easy removal, and there won't be any goop on my cables. Looking back from my owl. Yeah, hi, buddy. I can still see him. He's watching me. So I did all this. And then I took my new rug, my new $20 industrial area rug, and I took it upstairs. I took it about 5 meters north, and I laid it out on the floor, and it unrolled fairly well. I was afraid it wasn't going to unroll well, and then it would be all curled up and blah blah blah. No, it was fine. So then I went down and I grabbed the unplugged synthesizer in all of its glorious cable mess. And I took it upstairs and I put it on the carpet. Then I grabbed all my new power accessories, extension cord and the power strip thingy, and I plugged everything in. Did I mention I took the mixer up there? I plugged everything in, and I plugged everything into each other. Then I plugged everything into my bass amp. And I played for a few minutes, and I was very satisfied. And by about that time, then it was time for Dubious Goals Committee. And so, well, we did Dubious Goals Committee. And then, I had sort of a busy mid-afternoon. But then later in the evening, I was able to sit down and sort of rehearse, do a practice run. And it went well. Like 14 minutes, 45 seconds. Got out good, got in good. Hit some decent stuff. I'm going to practice a little move today because something occurred to me last night. It's a thing I could do, and I thought, oh, that'd be a neat transition. Yeah, I should try to figure out how to do that. Do I have enough hands to do such a thing? So, yeah, then I was going to move the bird bath with Shannon, but Shannon had to do a thing, and so we're going to move the bird bath sometime today, hopefully. There's a squirrel butt. These are not marmots. Ooh, wow. Four wood ducks were somewhere hiding. I didn't see them. Oh, they must have been right down here. I can see the waves in the water now. And the wood ducks just went, we're out of here. Floosh. And they flew up past me and they went upstream. Let's go see if we can see them. And then much later in the evening, it was around 11:30. p.m. local time, shortly before midnight, I sat down and did another rehearsal, and it also went well and came in on time and everything. I'm getting a good sense of timing now. All right, now once we sort of come up here, we might be able to see our duck buddies. Where did they go? Well, I think they went further upstream than the bend. Because I do not see any wood ducks. Oh, no, there they go. They circled around there. Now they're flying over the golf course behind me. Zing! Going back downstream. Well, wasn't that tricky? Tricky, tricky wood ducks. They're so lovely. So anyway, here I am standing at the furthest point we can go, looking down into the water. There's no ducks, there's no golf balls. Looking up into trees, there's a lot of little birds. I don't see any more owls though. The owls are back there. The one owl. I can't see him from here. Too many trees in the way now. Okay. I was also nervous that, you know, my cat was sick the other day, and I think she's better now, but I was scared that the cat would barf on the new rug, but she didn't, so good kitty. She did sit on it for a while, thinking, oh, this is a good kitty rug, but I think maybe it's not a good kitty rug because she didn't stay on it very long. And she was sitting in front of my synthesizer, being synth cat. So, the rug is broken in now. It's got cat hair stuck to it. It's never coming off ever. Because everything I own has to be covered in cat hair. By law. So what am I going to do today? Well, I'll probably trip over this log. I'll probably rehearse again, and I'm thinking about making one or two very minor changes. There's a couple of things that I thought, you know, when I've been practicing the last couple of days, there's this one transition where I think, oh, you know, that would be cooler if then this happened, or if something, blah, blah, blah. So I might have to change a little bit of modulation. But it's not going to be drastic. It's just a little timing change. And yeah, I'll probably rehearse a couple times today. Maybe this afternoon. Maybe, but for sure tonight. One thing that I really need to do is I need to make some kind of stool to sit on. Because last night I hit the stopwatch and I started everything up, and then I realized, gosh, this is not a comfortable position to be sitting in. You know, normally when I'm messing around with my keyboard downstairs, I mean my synth downstairs, I'm sitting on my skateboard. So I need to make a little stool out of some, like, spare 2x4 parts. Because I don't have to sit very high. I only have to sit as high as a skateboard is off the ground, which is just about the width of a 2x4. So I need to do this construction pretty quick. Because my plan, and this is still only just a plan, but the whole plan here is, today's what, Friday? I'm going to go to the open mic on Monday, and I will talk to Spider Cat. Couldn't think of her name there for a minute. I will talk to Spider Cat, and I will get, I will book a slot, either for the next week or the week after that, whatever she's got open. I'm now back in the owl zone, and my owl is staring down at me. He says, ha ha ha, I see you. I can see you too, buddy. He's very nice. I'm going to walk towards him. So, things are going kind of good on this end for me. Things are kind of coming together. I think I'm ready. I think I'm fully prepped. Am I below my owl? Yeah, I'm right below him, but the sun is right behind him. Hi, buddy. I love owls now. They're so great. Oh. Owls. They are large birds that want to eat you. I don't know if that's true or not. But this guy looks pretty hungry. Speaking of which, what am I eating today? I think this is bratwurst day. You know, I had plenty of leftover tacos from Tuesday that I had tacos both Wednesday and Thursday for lunch. And so I think, or do I want rice? Do I want rice? No, I probably shouldn't eat rice. The problem of rice eating day is I tend to overeat. And then I get all stuffed and full. And then there's, like, you know, tryptophan release. And I have to pass out in the middle of the afternoon because I ate too much. This happens more often than you might imagine. And I have to sort of not fall asleep in the afternoon today. You know, so we can move the bird bath. So that'll be fun. I'm looking downstream. Doesn't look like there's much going on down there. Alright, so I'm gonna turn around, look up. Where's my buddy? Oh, there he is. There's a branch in my way. And I hear a child up on the golf course. Why are there no children? Is it spring break? It must be spring break for the kids, for the cheerins. I've been seeing children everywhere. Which might be one of the reasons why I think it's Saturday. Why isn't any kid in school? So I wonder if I should stand here and wait. Wait for the kid to knock a ball into the creek here. All right, one more last creek check since I'm standing right here. Yeah, there's 3, 4, 5. And then there's that one. 6 dirty white golf balls. Dirty white golf balls! Down here for whoever wants them. Not me. Got me an orange today. I'm kind of thinking about going downstream, but I'm kind of thinking, yeah, no. Maybe Monday. After the weekend. Hey, wait, is that... Wait a minute. Is that a yellow golf ball down in there, or is there a green golf ball? What the hell? How did I miss this the first time? Hold on a second. We need to grab the stick. I've got the golf ball stick. I'm going down the little slope down into the creek. I'm now back in the creek bed, walking along. And I just want to poke. How did I not see this before? Oh, yeah, well, there's a yellow right here. What is it? It's a TaylorMade. Yellow. Do I want it? Well, we've gone to all this work. I'm just going to plop it down here in the water so I can wash it off. Oh, it's in good shape. It's a good one. It's a goodie. TaylorMade number 2. Yellow, or, you know, yellowish green, which makes me always panic. But yeah, so now I have another yellow golf ball. Tobe, are you starting to collect yellow golf balls? There's a duck. A duck just flies right overhead between me and the owl, because the owl the owl is directly above me, leading me to the golf balls. Put the stick back in its place. All right, well, yeah, I picked up another yellow. We got 3 yellows yesterday, but this is a good one. This is a goodie. This isn't, you know, your crap yellow. This is a high-class yellow. So, yeah, I'm going to start a new yellow jug. Since I've got plenty of containers to put them in, I thought, well, we might as well pick up yellows and pinks this year. So, I have been. Oh, I got 3 jugs ready to go. I've got some juice in the fridge that will become a jug. Once we drink all the juice, there's my owl buddy. Hi! Oh, we've been watched by an owl for the last half hour. That's good. Because we like having owl friends. But now I'm going to head back up the big, dangerous, and treacherous slope. Ooh, got a few more steps to go here. And if I turn around right here, where is he? Oh, you know he's over there. We gotta kinda move around this tree here. Oh, I lost him. Where did you go, buddy? Cannot see my owl friend now. Where did he move to? Oh, no, there. Wait, no, that's not him. There he is. He's up higher than I thought. I gotta look up there higher. Hi. Hello. I got to go now, Mr. Owl Buddy. Lots of golfers. A couple of kid golfers and a dad. Golf dad. Wind is picking up here on the surface. Wave one more time to my owl, and then I'll just say that you've been listening to the Dubious Owl and Golf Ball Finding Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Anon Radio. And this is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. Oh. The end of the line, yes.
Good exercise today. I can still see him. Hey, buddy, I'll see you tomorrow. Oh. Yeah, okay. Wind's picking up, and it's lunchtime.